Praise God. They're out there battling something, aren't they? The water fountain. Oh, I'm ready for the battle. How about you?
Yes.
Praise God. It's good to be in church with you tonight. We were in New York last weekend and arrived there, I think, about 7:30 or 8 o'clock on Thursday night. And Friday morning at 8:20, spoke at the high school devotions. And at 5 o'clock that evening, had dinner with the senior saints. At 6 o'clock, had teen night and gave devotions there with questions and answers. I guess we got out of there about 10 o'clock Friday night. Saturday, had 5 o'clock potluck dinner with the church, about 45 minutes, hour of questions and answers, and then Sunday morning service, and then had dinner with the board members and their families and the pulpit committee and their families, and then about an hour and a half of interrogation with the board and the pulpit committee, and went into church Sunday night, had great service. And at about 8:30, we walked out of the building and left it with them. And about 15 minutes later, they came and got us. And that long walk of going back into the building and not knowing what has just happened or transpired. But we walked in, and there's a real long hallway leading to their sanctuary. And off in the distance, we heard them singing Victory Shall Be Mine. And we figured if they're singing Victory, then it must have gone pretty good. And then they stopped. We were a little bit closer and we heard somebody yell out, "Where are they?" And we walked in the building and the quiet congregation erupted into cheers and whistles. And one guy yanked a scarf off of a lady and started waving it in the air. And The founding pastor's wife ran down the aisle and threw her arms around our necks and just sobbed and cried and blessed us. And they never even got to announce us as pastor until everybody had already pretty well come up and hugged our necks. And so we figured we won the vote. And I think they said out of 78 that were there, we received 76 yes votes. And so praise God for that. The Lord was good to us. A while ago, our sister said she was on cloud nine. On Monday, we had a real hard time packing our things and getting back on the road. It just felt like home. As I went to a meeting with the current pastor, and on my way back to the parsonage, one of the teachers in the school said, "Pastor, I'm on cloud 455. So they're excited and we're excited, and we're just thrilled with what the Lord has done. Everything that He's brought us through in the breaking process to get us to where we're going has been worth it. And we thank you for your prayers and your kindness, making us feel loved at times that we really needed to know that. And I thank you for that. God bless you. Amen.
Be before my journey
to Mount Calvary. Calvary stands for all the world to see that Jesus paid the cost. Calvary stands to remind us all that we could be lost. Calvary stands to let me know that all my sins now are gone. But most of all, Calvary stands for Satan's fall.
When Jesus bowed his head to die, Satan said, "It's done, for I alone have destroyed God's only Son." But today he no longer brags, but rather dreads to recall that early one Sunday morning when came Satan's greatest fall. Oh, and Calvary stands for all the world to see that Jesus paid the cost. Calvary stands to remind us all that we could be lost. And Calvary stands to let me know that all my sins now are gone. But most of all, Calvary stands for Satan's fall. Oh, and Calvary stands to let the world to see that Jesus paid the cost. Calvary stands to remind us all that we could be lost. Calvary stands to let me know that all my sins now are gone. But most of all, Calvary stands for Satan's fall. Most of all, Calvary stands for Satan's fall. Oh, yes, it does. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The enemy lost. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 14. Brother Rushing asked me to be here next weekend, and next weekend is Father's Day, and my dad was wanting me to be at Jonesboro this weekend, and I don't know, two and two makes four. I figured if it's Father's Day, I'd rather be with my dad than Brother Jack. You know? And he was so kind to let us switch the weekend and be here tonight. Praise God. 1 Samuel chapter 14, if you're there, stand for the reading of the Word. I will mention to you, I know everybody's going to be asking, when are you going to be going? So we don't have to tell it 100 times tonight. We're planning on moving up the weekend of the 9th of July and, yeah, being there for service that day. And one of the families, in fact, the founding pastor's son and his wife and their two teenage boys are either going to drive a truck down and help load us and drive it back, or else they're going to come down here and rent a truck and drive it back for us. So praise God for that. My manager at Kroger told me the other day that if we needed help loading our truck, and let him know, and he'd bring the guys from Kroger's to load my boxes. So, praise the Lord for that. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse number 1. Now it came to pass on a day, just a day, nothing special. Wasn't Father's Day or 4th of July, just a day, that Jonathan the son of Saul said unto the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side, But he told not his father. Skip down to verse 4. And between the passage by which Jonathan sought to go over unto the Philistines' garrison, there was a sharp rock on the one side and a sharp rock on the other side. And the name of the one was Boses, and the name of the other was Sina. Naming the stones. And the forefront of the one was situate northward over against Michmash, the other southward over against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." And his armor bearer said unto him, "Do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee. Behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." Then said Jonathan, "Behold, we will pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. If they say thus unto us, 'Tarry until we come to you,' then we will stand in our place, and we will not go up unto them. But if they say thus, 'Come up unto us,' then we will go up, for the Lord hath delivered them into our hand. And this shall be a sign unto us." And both of them discovered themselves unto the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, "Behold the..."